Thank you very much for coming to a very early session at APHA, and I also want to thank APHA and the conference to give us an opportunity to share our results. I'm going to be talking to you about efficiency of healthcare system and child health, evidence from Bimaru states, and I will explain in a few minutes what the Bimaru states means. Basically, my presentation is an extension of my PhD thesis, and this is also a work in progress. So the results that are shared over here are, you know, I'm still working on it, still, you know, modifying them. Basically, this is a study that, you know, India is a country that is so diverse, and it's such a huge country, and you move from one state to another, you find differences in food habits and culture and health status. And when I say the Bimaru states, it's the Bihar, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh. Those are the states that, despite many years of development, have not progressed as compared to the rest of the states. In fact, when you look at some of the statistics for India, if you look at the overall improvement in child health, maternal health, and other, you know, indicators related to Millennium Development Goals, overall India does not paint a very poor picture. But when we look at the state level, when we go to the district level, we do see that there is a lot of, you know, disparity, and some of these states are the heavy contributors for those disparity in child health statistics. I don't have any relationships to disclose for the purpose of APHA. This is a brief outline of the presentation for this conference. I'll walk you through the, you know, very brief background, what's happening in India, what's efficiency. We'll discuss the research questions, where we got the data from, what methods I used. Again, for the purpose of this presentation and keeping in mind the time frame, I would not indulge too much details into the methods, but I have my contact information at the end of the presentation. If anybody is interested, I'll be more than happy to discuss the methods in detail. I'm presenting the results, as I mentioned, they are results to the, this, you know, this research is still in progress. Some conclusions, what we draw from available results, and what policy implications does these kinds of research have when we are talking about global health and determinants and, you know, talking about efficiency of health systems. To give you a brief background about what made me interest in this study or this topic was, there has been a substantial increase in funding from global health activities, approximately US$347.9 billion in 2000 to over $672 billion in 2006. Still, there is a lot of growth uncertainty, and, you know, there is a shared and continued commitment, and we are very near to, you know, meeting the goals, deadline for Millennium Development Goals. What obstructs these countries? What are the factors that, you know, hinder why these countries are not able to meet the goals despite so much of hard work and resources and efforts being put into? It also poses, you know, a challenge to health planners. And the thing that I wanted to focus in this study was, is it that these states or these countries or these regions, are they resource deprived or are there resources that are not used efficiently? And when we talk about efficiency, it primarily means, for example, if I gave a 1 pound cookie dough to everyone in this room, and research has shown that a 1 pound cookie dough will approximately produce 25 cookies. Someone might, you know, burn their cookies, someone might drop the cookie dough, someone might not put the temperature of the oven right, and some people might get 20 cookies, some might get 23, some might get 18. So what is the maximum output that you can give from a, you know, from a desired input? And any lack in that usually results in efficiency, or which we call inefficiency as well. And in carrying on with the background, India is a very heavy demographic weight, and there is a huge evidence of interstate variations in health statistics. And I'm not going to include it in this presentation, but one another thing that we noticed during this research was, it's not only interstate, you know, variations, but we also have intrastate variations. I'll give you an example. Kerala is a state in the southernmost part of India. When you look at the statistics for Kerala for infant mortality, for female literacy, for vaccination coverage, it meets the statistics as comparable to many European countries. But if you dig through deep into Kerala, you will see that some parts of Kerala have really high, good statistics, but there are certain parts in Kerala that also perform very poorly and can be compared to some of the rest of India. So when we talk about India and efficiency, we are talking at two levels, with the interstate variations and also intrastate variations. So basic research question we wanted to address was, Do subnational units differ in the level of efficiency with which they use their existing health inputs? And keep in mind the background example that I gave you guys for the cookie dough. So is it that the subnational units, which are states, are they not using their resources, existing resources, efficiently, or are they using, you know, they, do they need more resources? What does country like India need to do? Do we need to keep pumping in more resources, more efforts, or do we need to pay attention that there are resources, but they are not being used most efficiently? And we also wanted to identify what are some of the reasons for inefficiency across the subunits. I did create a data set using different secondary data sources. I got some data from indiastat.org. There is also the district level health survey, DLHS, which gives you a data at the district level. And we also use some of the data from the demographic and health survey for India. Our dependent variables were under-5 mortality and institutional delivery rate, two of the very strong predictors of child mortality, child survival. And here I want to draw your attention is when we talk about child health status, we are not only talking about, you know, averting mortality. We also want to say those who survived the 5 years, those who survived 2 years, what is their quality of life? Are they stunted? Are they wasted? Are they, you know, getting vaccinations? Are they, you know, getting, you know, deprived of childhood infectious diseases? And some of the independent variables we included were per capita expenditure on health, a very strong predictor of how good your health system is. For example, each state has a budget of 10,000. I'm just, you know, giving a hypothetical situation. Of that 10,000, what percentage does each state spend on its health care? What percentage is coming from the private healthcare sector? What is coming from public? What is international? What is NGOs? We also got some data on health workforce, housing quality index. In India, in many places, we do not get very good data on income because people live in rural areas, people are farmers, people have their own occupation. So housing quality index was used as a proxy index. We use female education and also the poverty rate. The unit of analysis, of course, were each Indian state, because I was interested in seeing whether at the subnational unit analysis level, is there a difference in efficiency or inefficiency. We used the production frontier model to, you know, to understand the efficiency analysis. And this was some of the descriptive results that you can see, that, you know, the institutional delivery varies quite a bit from, you know, the maximum was 99.3 and the minimum is 11.6. I'll not use the entire presentation time to walk through this, but we can look over some of the, you know, eye-catching statistics. It will give you an understanding that there is a variation for almost each of the variables that we wanted to include in our study. And this is the efficiency score. Now, since our variable child mortality is a negative variable, when I say negative variable in the sense, lower the child mortality, the better it is. So what we did for efficiency analysis was the efficiency score ranges from 1 to 0, and this is actually the score that I calculated later on. But usually the efficiency runs from 0 to 1. So what, for example, if 1 is the maximum, how far are you from that? How far in the sense how each state is far from that position determines how inefficient you are. And since this is a negative indicator, the child mortality, you have to keep in mind that lower the mortality, the better the state is performing. And here I have listed some of the bottom 10 performers and top 10 performers from institution delivery and under 5 mortality. We can see in those lists in the bottom 10 performers, most of these are the Bimaru states or the underperforming states. And I wasn't very surprised to see Bihar at the top. Rajasthan is more or less on the borderline, but it was, you know, good to see that it was among the bottom 10 performers. Jharkhand is relatively a new state. We have Madhya Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Uttar Pradesh, and Orissa. Those have been the states in literature when you read about India. Those are the states that have always, always been poor performers. In the top performers, we see that it's Mizoram, Kerala, of course, because I mentioned that's one of the states with very good health statistics, as good as comparable to many European countries. And more or less the same trend continues when we look at under 5 mortality. It doesn't change too much. And this is a slide that actually shows you for each of the states that performed poorly, What are the specific districts that are performing bad? As I told you, that there is not only interstate variations or disparities, there is also intrastate. So, for example, if following this research somebody wants to go further and see what can we do for Uttar Pradesh, what are the areas that we want to focus in Uttar Pradesh, or for what are the areas in Odisha that we want to focus. Because we had the data from the DLHS, the District Level Health Survey, we were able to do district level analysis and identify which are the bottom 10 performers and for each of those indicators, for infant mortality as well as for institutional delivery. Some of the strong determinants of inefficiency has been housing quality index, which, you know, is strongly supported by the literature. Proportion of women with no education, which is again very strongly supported by the literature, and the poverty rate. And you will have to keep in mind that the states that were top among the bottom performers, they are the poor performing states in these indicators as well. Inefficiency, there is high levels of diversity among Indian states, which, you know, was our hypothesis that, you know, there is a lot of inefficiency across Indian states. Women's education, housing conditions are the strong predictors. And majority of the subsist units, there is a less need for additional resources. Because when we controlled for some of the variables, we saw that there are states. Say, for example, I give everybody 1 pound of cookie dough in this room. But for an experimental purposes, I give this half of the room 1/2 pound, and then I give the other half 1 pound. And then if the relative output is still the same, then I cannot say that people who got 1/2 pound of cookie dough are inefficient. For example, for whatever 1/2 pound should have produced, they have been able to produce it. So some of these states that are in question, they do not need more resources. Most of these places have inefficient use of their resources. And some of the significant implications of this research is for policymakers and program planners. Particular states may be able to achieve a higher level of health status without increasing its resource allocation to health, and it is feasible to investigate the determinants of efficiency at the state and district and even lower level, because now we have more detailed data available. This is my contact information. If you have any questions, comments, I'll be more than happy to answer them. And I once again want to thank you for your attention on a cold New Orleans morning. Thank you very much.